The Reformation of Christianity. Section 1. The Protestant Reformation.
If you were there. You live in a town in Germany in the 1500s. The Catholic Church has a lot of influence there. Often, church officials clash with local nobles over political issues. The church also makes the nobles pay taxes. Lately, a local priest has been criticizing the way many church leaders act. He wants to make changes. How do you think the nobles will respond to him?
Building background. By the early 1500s, Renaissance ideas had caused many Europeans to view their lives with a more critical eye. They thought their lives could be changed for the better. One area that some people thought needed improvement was religion. The Catholic Church faces challengers. By the late Renaissance, some people had begun to complain about problems in the Catholic Church. They called on church leaders to erase corruption and to focus on religion. Eventually, their calls led to a reform movement of Western Christianity called the Reformation. Unpopular church practices. The reformers who wanted to change and improve the church had many complaints. Their complaints criticized the behavior of priests, bishops, and popes, as well as church practices. Some reformers thought priests and bishops weren't very religious anymore. They claimed that many priests didn't even know basic church teachings. Others felt that the Pope was too involved in politics, neglecting his religious duties. These people found it difficult to see the Pope as their spiritual leader. Other reformers had no problems with the clergy, but they thought the church had grown too rich. During the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church had become one of the richest institutions in Europe. The church used a number of methods to raise money, and it had been able to stay rich because it didn't have to pay any taxes. For many people, the worst problems were the methods the church used to raise money. One common method the church used to raise money was the sale of indulgences, a relaxation of penalties for sins people had committed. According to the church, some indulgences reduced the punishment that a person would receive for sins in purgatory. In Catholic teachings, purgatory was a place where souls went before they went to heaven. In purgatory, the souls were punished for the sins that they had committed in life. Once they had paid for these sins, the souls went to heaven. The idea that people could reduce the time that their souls would spend in purgatory by paying for indulgences enraged many Christians. They thought the church was letting people buy their way into heaven. The call for reform. The unpopular practices of the church weakened its influence in many people's lives. By the early 1500s, scholars in Northern Europe were calling for reforms. One of the first people to seek reforms in the church was the Dutch priest and writer, Desiderius Erasmus. Erasmus thought that the church's problems were caused by lazy clergy. He complained that church officials ignored their duties to lead easy lives. Whatever work may be called for is passed along, but if there's any splendor or pleasure being given out, that our church leaders are willing to take on. And no class of men live more comfortably or with less trouble. Desiderius Erasmus from The Praise of Folly. Erasmus wanted to reform the church from within. His ideas, though, inspired later reformers who chose to break from the church completely. Martin Luther urges reform. On October 31, 1517, a priest named Martin Luther added his voice to the call for reform. He nailed a list of complaints about the church to the door of a church in Wittenberg in the German state of Saxony. Luther's list is called the 95 Theses. Thanks to the newly invented printing press, copies of Luther's complaints spread to neighboring German states. The 95 Theses criticized the church and many of its practices, especially the sale of indulgences. The Theses also outlined many of Luther's own beliefs. For example, he didn't think people needed to do charity work or give money to the church. According to Luther, As long as people believed in God and lived by the Bible, their souls would be saved. A break from the church. Luther's complaints angered many German bishops. They sent a copy of the 95 Theses to Pope Leo X, who also became outraged by Luther's actions. He called Luther a heretic and excommunicated him. In addition, Germany's ruler, the Holy Roman Emperor, ordered Luther to appear before a diet or council of nobles and church officials in the German city of Worms. Although many of the nobles who attended the council supported Luther, the emperor did not. He declared Luther an outlaw and ordered him to leave the empire. But one noble secretly supported Luther. He got Luther out of Worms and to a castle, where he helped Luther hide from the emperor. Luther remained in hiding for more than a year. Luther's ideas eventually led to a split in the Roman Catholic Church. Those who sided with Luther and protested against the church became known as Protestants. Those Protestants who also followed Luther's teachings were known as Lutherans. Luther's teachings. Luther thought anyone could have a direct relationship with God. They didn't need priests to talk to God for them. This idea is called the priesthood of all believers. The priesthood of all believers challenged the traditional structure of the church. To Luther, this was a benefit. People's beliefs shouldn't be based on traditions, he argued, but on the Bible. He thought that people should live as the Bible, not priests or the Pope, said. To help people understand how God wanted them to live, Luther translated the Bible's New Testament into German, his native language. For the first time, many Europeans who didn't know Greek or Latin could read the Bible for themselves. In addition to translating the Bible, Luther wrote pamphlets, essays, and songs about his ideas, many of them in German. Many German nobles liked Luther's ideas. They particularly supported Luther's position that the clergy should not interfere with politics. Because these nobles allowed the people who lived on their lands to become Lutheran, the Lutheran Church soon became the dominant church in most of northern Germany. Other reformers. Even before Luther died in 1546, other reformers across Europe had begun to follow his example. Some of them also broke away from the Catholic Church to form churches of their own. William Tyndale. Another important reformer was William Tyndale, an English professor. Like Luther, he thought that everyone should be able to read and interpret the Bible. This belief went against the teachings of the Catholic Church, in which only clergy could interpret the Bible. Tyndale decided to translate the Bible into English. This upset the English clergy, who tried to arrest him. Tyndale fled the country and continued his translation. He sent copies of his Bible back to England. Tyndale's work angered Catholic authorities, who had him executed. John Calvin. A more influential reformer than Tyndale was John Calvin. One of Calvin's main teachings was predestination, the idea that God knew who would be saved even before they were born. Nothing people did during their lives would change God's plan. However, Calvin also taught that it was important to live a good life and obey God's laws. In 1541, the people of Geneva, Switzerland made Calvin their religious and political leader. He and his followers, called Calvinists, passed laws to make people live according to Calvin's teachings. Since Calvin's followers believed that people were generally sinful, they banned many forms of entertainment, such as playing cards and dancing. They thought these activities distracted people from religion. Calvin hoped to make Geneva an example of a good Christian city for the rest of the world. Henry VIII. In England, the major figure of the Reformation was King Henry VIII. Because he had no sons and his wife couldn't have any more children, Henry asked the Pope to officially end his marriage. Henry wanted to get married again so that he could have a son to whom he could leave his throne. The Pope refused Henry's request. Furious and hurt, Henry decided that he didn't want to obey the Pope anymore. In 1534, he declared himself the head of a new church called the Church of England, or Anglican Church. Unlike Luther and Calvin, Henry made his break from the Catholic Church for personal reasons rather than religious ones. As a result, he didn't change many church practices. Many rituals and beliefs of the Church of England stayed very much like those of the Catholic Church. Henry's break from the church, however, opened the door for other Protestant beliefs to take hold in England. Summary and preview. The religious landscape of Europe changed dramatically in the 1500s. The Catholic Church now had many rivals. In Section 2, you will learn how Catholic leaders made some changes in their religion to keep their influence in Europe. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.